Well, starting off with the blues, that's always a good way to start or finish or have in the middle or anything. That's from a new recording by Vancouver-based alto saxophonist Corey Weeds with a New York trio, David Hazeltine at the piano, Ken Lister bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums, a trio that has been guest playing with Corey Weeds on several occasions around British Columbia. This is from a new album called Day by Day, and the tune, written by Corey Weeds, titled Blues Detroit. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And we have a few new things to share with you today, and we're going to dip back in the Wayback file for some other interesting things I think you'll enjoy as we go along here. Coming up in a minute, we're going to be listening to a tune from Greta Matas' most recent recording, A Portrait, a beautiful song I'm very fond of, written by Johnny Mandel, with words by Peggy Lee, as a matter of fact. But first, here's the new one from saxophonist Kate Olson, who plays soprano saxophone exclusively in this new CD, the KO Ensemble Live at the Royal Room. This was recorded in performance, and a seamless performance. It's really a great collection of tunes and a nicely done recording. By the way, did you see Kate's Saturday Night from Town Hall with Earshot? That was an excellently produced concert, and Kate sounded wonderful with her group. This is from her album At the Royal Room with Alex Gilbert on piano, Chris Simer on bass, Brad Gibson on drums, Kate Olson on soprano saxophone, and her tune, To the Left, a nice, gentle, waltzy type tune. Thank you. Beautiful song by Johnny Mandel with words by Peggy Lee. That was The Shining Sea from Greta Matassa's most recent album, Portrait. Greta doing the vocal with Darren Clendenin piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. Some nice tenor work from Alexei Nikolaev. Before that, the new one from Kate Olson, soprano saxophonist, with Alex Gilbert on piano, Chris Simer bass, and Brad Gibson on drums, recorded live at the Royal Room. We heard a tune by Kate Olson and the KO Ensemble, To the Left. Nice waltz. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene. The regional jazz scene has been kind of decimated as of late with the quarantine. If you'd like information about some streaming shows, be sure to check out the KNKX community page at knkx.org with information about some shows that are being streamed. Earshot has been doing a series of Saturdays from Town Hall. As we mentioned, the KO Ensemble was recently featured and had a great show there. Some other events that were postponed or canceled and are not taking place include the Hot Java Cool Jazz Concert, which is usually the first weekend of May. It was postponed to May 14th, but it's been canceled now. That was to be the 25th anniversary show for Hot Java Cool Jazz. I remember being in at the start of that series. Essentially Ellington, which usually comes up the first weekend of May, has been canceled. And no word of any rescheduling on that. So, of course, the high school jazz bands are not in session at the present time because school is not in session. So they're being missed. The Jazz Vox series that's put on by Nick Anderson is on hiatus, and several upcoming events with them has been canceled. But Nick has put some of the singers and some links online. Go to jazzvox.com. If you enjoy jazz singers, you'll find information about where you can hear some of them streaming concerts and performing from home in many cases. I enjoyed several mornings listening to Fred Hirsch live from his home in New York, doing a streaming tune or two every morning. Let's see, there's, as I mentioned, the Earshot series on Saturday nights at Town Hall. Those are very good. And in Victoria, B.C., Herman's Jazz Club has been doing some streaming as well, and except for some widely spaced musicians and the production crew, no one in the club, but you can occasionally hear some music from that. Check out their website at Herman's, two N's, Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria. And poke around. There's a lot of jazz online taking place, and a lot of musicians who are doing self-produced shows. It's a funny thing, though. I saw some shows from Vito's in Seattle, and when the band builds up to a big climax and hits that last chorus, and then silence. There's no applause. It's so strange. Jazz is a very socially interactive kind of music, and for musicians to perform without an audience must seem very strange. Much like, I suppose, making a record in a studio. You can have a wonderful performance and there's no one to applaud. There you are. Anyhow, hang in there, folks. I hope we're on our road to something newer and better. One of the events that I particularly looked forward to, and as a matter of fact was going to be my birthday present, was the performance of the Maria Schneider Orchestra, which was to be on tour. They were going to be performing in Seattle and Portland this weekend, the New York Orchestra of Maria Schneider. And I'm so sorry that's not happening. But I tell you what, as a birthday gift to myself, today is my birthday, I'm going to play a tune by the Maria Schneider Orchestra anyway. They have a new recording which is coming out in early June, I believe. This is the most recent one. It's called The Thompson Fields. And this is a beautiful and very powerful piece. Always kind of brings a lump to my throat. It's so beautiful. And she dedicated this to George Wein. It features Rich Perry on tenor saxophone, and just wonderful ensembles by the Maria Schneider Orchestra in this piece titled Home. Frank Kimbrough is on piano and Gary Versace accordion. Thank you. Beautiful. A piece of music that is beautiful and powerful at the same time. Maria Schneider's composition, titled Home. It featured Rich Perry on tenor saxophone and some beautiful piano work by Frank Kimbrough. I'm so disappointed the Maria Schneider Orchestra is not making their tour. Out to the West Coast, they were to have been performing in Portland and Seattle this weekend. So for now, we have to content ourselves. This is from her most recent recording called The Thompson Fields. I love the sound of the brass chorale behind Rich Perry's tenor saxophone there. It's beautiful stuff. Maria Schneider's new recording is titled Data Lords. It's completed, and it's going to be issued the first weekend of June, I believe. And I'm so looking forward to that. I've got my order in already. I'm disappointed that the band isn't going to be playing in Seattle, but I am looking forward to the deluxe 2-CD set of Data Lords coming out in June, the Maria Schneider Orchestra. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jim Wilkie with you here. This next one is a throwback. It isn't Thursday, but once in a while there's a really great tune that has an obsolete title. And that's the case with this one. This is a piece that was written by Michael Brockman, and he's featured on here with Clarence Acock's quintet, Randy Halberstadt's on piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and Julian Priester is on trombone in here as well. This is really a great tune that was written by Michael Brockman. It's called the KPLU Shuffle. Thank you. Wow, I just did the math on that. That recording is 50 years old. That was recorded at the Cork Tree of the Doubletree Inn at South Center in January of 1970. Overton Berry at the piano. Overton Berry and Chuck Metcalf on bass and Bill Kotick on drums. And from an album called The Overton Berry Trio at Seattle's Doubletree Inn. Nice little slice of the past there. And that was for Jude. They used to play that every time Judy Seitz walked in the room. Hey Jude, The Overton Berry Trio. Before that, we were listening to another one, not quite that old, but going back a few years at least, Clarence Acox at the drums leading his ensemble, which used to play at the New Orleans Creole restaurant regularly. This was a quintet with Randy Halberstadt on piano, Phil Sparks on bass, joining Clarence Acox on drums in the rhythm section. The tune was written by the tenor saxophonist Michael Brockman, and Julian Priester was the trombone, sounding great in there. The KPLU Shuffle from the album Indigenous Groove. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. Jim Wilkie with you here. We're going to be listening next to a tune from Thomas Marriott's brand new CD from the album Trumpet Ship. And after that, we're going to hear a song from the Portland-based singer, songwriter, pianist Dave Frischberg. But here's Thomas Marriott first on trumpet with Orrin Evans at the piano, Luke Curtis on bass, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums. The tune is titled after the address of a day job Thomas Marriott was working between jazz gigs while living in New York. This is called 148 Lexington. Thomas Marriott on the Harmon muted trumpet. Thank you.
On the Costa del Sol at sunrise. And to me, Waikiki is the place to be, speaking fun-wise. I like to dine in a Florentine palazzo. You can laugh and call me fatso. That's okay by me. I like to stick with the first-class ticket buyers, setting trends with my trend-setting friends, the frequent flyers. I like to shop on the Champs-Élysées, eat curry in Old Bombay, and spend New Year's Eve in either Tel Aviv or Rome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. With the bunch in Old Savannah. I know a swell motel north of Kalispell, Montana. I like to eat in my suite at the Savoy Plaza. And I know a bar in Gaza where they serve goat lip tea. I'd jump a jet just to Samba One set in Rio. Say hi, how's the folks? Maybe swap a few jokes with the trio. Then it's off to my condo in Spain. Hang glide off the coast of Maine. And spend Labor Day in either Monterey or Nome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. Kettle's on for tea. An old familiar feeling settles over me. And it's your face I see. And I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile, and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming, and I find myself awake without a warning, and I rub my eyes and fantasize, all at once I realize it's morning. Thank you.
myself awake without a warning. And I rub my eyes and fantasize. All at once I realize it's morning. And my fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream is gone. I often think there's just one thing to do. Pretend the dream was true. And tell myself that you are there.
A couple of songs by Dave Frischberg to wrap up today's Jazz Northwest. The first one, Let's Eat Home, was the title tune from an album by Dave. And the one just heard comes from the Dave Frischberg Songbook Volume 2. Dave at the piano and doing the vocal, his words to Johnny Mandel's song, You Are There. And before that, the Thomas Marriott Quartet with Orrin Evans on piano and Thomas on trumpet, 148 Lexington from the latest album, Trumpet Ship. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music with us here. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. And we'll be back with you again next weekend at this same time. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.